This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This today's broadcast is really taking on two huge subjects. First hour, we talked quite a bit about Monsanto, about Roundup and the big lawsuit. This hour, the other banes of our existence, one of the real shames to the medical industry, I feel, the vaccines and what's going on with them and the cover-up or whatever you want to call it when it comes to autism. One of the major experts in the world on this, especially in America, activist expert, is J.B. Handley. He's the founder of the Generation Rescue, co-founder of Generation Rescue to help people and stop this. He's written a book. The name of the book is simply How to End the Autism Epidemic, which I think all of us want. We're so glad to welcome him. J.B. Handley, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Your book, your title, I think is just perfect. We'll get into some solutions a little later. I wanted to start with myths because a lot of our audience is aware of these things. They may not know how to engage or talk to their families or their doctors when they're in their doctor's office or what have you. They're confronted by these myths all the time, and it really shuts them down. So if we could, why don't we start with some of the myths about vaccines? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. It's a scary topic, and I try to remind people that no matter which side of this debate you're on, we're actually all trying to have safe and healthy children. And there's a lot of things that parents, especially new parents, don't know about vaccines. The first and most obvious thing most parents don't know is that the schedule has multiplied dramatically since the 1980s. So just to give you some context, in the mid-1980s, we only had three licensed vaccines in the United States, the MMR vaccine, DTP vaccine, and polio vaccine. And the vaccination rates for American children back then were between 50 and 60% nationally for those three vaccines. Today, we have 11 vaccines, and the vaccination rates for those vaccines are north of 90%. And the reason I bring up the mid-1980s data is it's just important for people to take a deep breath and realize that back then in the mid-1980s, children were not dying in the streets. We were not in the dark ages. And so there's these threats that if you don't comply and get every single vaccine, that somehow the world's going to end. And that's just not true based on a clear-eyed view of history. The other thing that people don't realize, so I mentioned there's 11 licensed vaccines for American children. They actually get 38 doses of those 11 licensed vaccines by the time they're 5 years old. So 38 separate injections by the time they're five. And yet children in Denmark today get 16 in that same time period, 38 versus 16 for a first world country that's an entry point to Europe. And so, again, when someone talks about being vaccinated, what does that mean? The devil is in the details. The other thing that the vaccine industry uses to kind of cajole and scare parents into getting every vaccine is they bring up this notion of herd immunity. If the herd isn't vaccinated, we're all going to get the disease. But there's no mathematical basis for that assertion for two obvious reasons. The first is that vaccines, they wane over time, typically in 4 to 10 years. So I haven't received a vaccine since 1991. I'm effectively an unvaccinated adult. We now know from the Centers for Disease Control that more than half of adults are in my camp. They're way behind on their vaccination schedule. We're nowhere near herd immunity as a population. And even within a school, the vaccination status of the teachers, the janitors, the volunteers, the service providers, the parents, the adults that the kids see when they leave school and go to the mall is unknown. And so this idea that we have vaccine-derived herd immunity, it's nonsense. It's never existed, and yet the epidemics are not everywhere. And so I think that when people think through the simple history and the simple facts of herd immunity, they can afford to be more skeptical. And what I try to advise parents is think of each injection as a medical procedure and do that amount of research the way you would for a surgery or something else for your child. And then you'll start to take control of this process rather than being cajoled and guilted into just giving a child every vaccine without really doing your own research.
let me ask you another couple big things that parents are thrown at, or that's thrown at them. They don't want to take the vaccine. The doctors will tell them, well, don't worry, the science is settled. There's absolutely no scientific link between autism or any other disease and vaccines. There's none whatsoever, and the science is settled. What would you say to that?
Yeah, and that is a very common refrain. Okay, so firstly, let's call a spade a spade. Today's children are suffering from chronic illness at a rate of roughly 54% of kids. It's insane. I'm 49 years old. Today's children don't look anything like the children that I grew up with. Okay, so the chronic illness rates are crazy. We know with scientific certainty that vaccines are a primary trigger of the autoimmunity epidemic in children. Autoimmunity includes things like asthma, deadly food allergies, Crohn's disease, diabetes, etc. The science on the vaccine autoimmunity link is so strong, there's even a textbook called Vaccines and Autoimmunity. So that alone would refute what a doctor is saying, meaning the science is settled. And in fact, I think it's reasonable when a baby is brought into a pediatrician's office that a parent should be aware that by subjecting them to the U.S. vaccine schedule, there's a high risk of asthma and anaphylactic food allergies. Now, if they view that as a reasonable trade-off for getting the vaccine, all the more power to them. But right now, they don't know that exists. The other thing is autism, the big risk, if you will, with almost 3% of American children now having autism, including my son.
My God.
When it's one in, I know it's shocking, it's one in 36 children. So when I say almost 3%, I really mean that, right? One in 33 would be 3%. We're just below that number today. And it's an even higher number amongst boys, who represent roughly 80% of the cases of autism. So that's a skyrocketing figure from one in 10,000 when I was a kid in the 1970s. 80s, 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 36. And I go through very clearly in my book to support that this is not improved diagnosis or any of the other myths that you hear. The data is very clear that there's been a real rise. But to get back to your question, the science on whether or not vaccines cause autism is comprised of two forms. There's epidemiology, which means you're counting medical records of kids, which is how the CDC has generally tried to refute the connection. And there's biological science. You take a mammal, a rat or a monkey, and you inject them with a vaccine, and you measure like what their brain looks like after that happens. The epidemiology that the Centers for Disease Control and vaccine makers use to try to make an argument that vaccines don't cause autism has only looked at a single vaccine, MMR. There's 11. It's looked at one, and it's looked at a single ingredient, thimerosal, which is made from mercury, which is in many vaccines. So each vaccine is comprised of different ingredients. So one vaccine and one ingredient is the only thing the CDC has ever studied, and then they try to extrapolate those studies and claim that that therefore exonerates the entire vaccine schedule. I go through this in great detail in my book, and when people realize how little work has actually been done, they're going to be astonished by the kinds of bold statements that our health authorities make. On the other side, and studies that very few Americans appreciate, we have compelling, replicated, consistent biological studies, almost all of which have been done in countries other than the United States, that shows that when you inject mice with vaccine ingredients, you trigger what at times is severe neurological damage. More scary than that is that oftentimes the neurological damage has what we call a latency period. And a latency period means that a baby could get a bunch of vaccines at 6 months of age, and then 5 years later, a learning disability might manifest from that damage with nothing in between to give you a signal. And very few people know this, but when a vaccine is tested, it's never tested against a placebo. And then when it is tested, they only monitor the babies who receive the vaccine for somewhere between 7 and 14 days for any kind of injury afterwards. So if the product had a latency period, it would never get captured. So is the science settled? No, it's not close to being settled. In fact, some of these international scientists who published these biological studies very recently felt so strongly about what their studies were showing them in terms of the kind of damage that vaccine ingredients could do to the baby's brains. They wrote letters to our public health service sharing this science with them telling them the statements they were making on their websites about vaccines not causing autism were inaccurate, and literally pleading with them to take a closer look at the studies now being done. And I quote from these letters in my book. It's really an astonishing time to be in the middle of this fight, because the biological scientific evidence is growing every day and shows overwhelmingly exactly how a vaccine can trigger brain damage in a baby, and helps me understand better and better what happened to my son. That's always been my motivation for being in this fight. I want to know what happened to my son so I can take the steps to help him get better. And I can't help him get better if I'm not certain of what happened to him.
Well, let's talk about that with your son and you know, as a parent coming from that perspective. Let's go to that in a second. Let's back up. What countries are doing these type studies, and why is this not going on in America? Why not the same studies?
The United States is more controlled by the pharmaceutical industry than any country on earth, okay? They have a hold of our media. They have a hold of our federal government, right, in two ways. They support all the candidates, right, so they fund their elections. And then with the Centers for Disease Control, it's effectively a captive agency, because if you do a good job at CDC and you don't piss off Big Pharma, you get a great job within a pharmaceutical company. You know, very few people realize that Julie Gerberding, who headed the CDC for over a decade, when she left, when the administration changed to Obama, and she left because the administration changed, her new job was the president of the Merck Vaccine Division. Can you imagine the incentives of somebody to not piss off Big Pharma when that kind of a lucrative job is on the horizon? Other countries have a far greater separation of church and state, if you will, between safety monitoring and the products themselves. So the research that I'm talking about that's demonstrating how a vaccine causes brain damage specifically has come from Canada, United Kingdom, France, and this is going to shock people, China. China has a very strong separation of the pharmaceutical industry from the populace, and as they've adopted the Western-style vaccination schedules, they're having a massive spike in autism, and they actually care about finding out why. And so they're doing biological studies funded by their government, which our government would never do, funded by their own government to try to discover what's going on. It's amazing that we're in, by the way, some of these Chinese scientists, in a great irony, are U.S. educated. So one of the best Chinese scientists out there was actually educated at the University of Pittsburgh, where he got his MD. He went back to China. He's well-funded. He's doing my studies of vaccines. And we're getting some of our best data from them.
We're coming on a break. Just fantastic information. JB, you were just amazing at explaining this. On the other side, let's talk about some of the vaccine ingredients. You know, you got things like aborted baby fetuses, you got squalene, you got polysorbate 80, you got MSG. What in the world are these things doing in vaccines, and why is California now forcing children to take them before they go to school? We'll talk to that and much more. On the other side, the book is How to End the Autism Epidemic. JB Handley, stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Can you imagine? I mean, it's people like JB who have taken such tragic, I mean, just heart-wrenching situations and then turned them upside down and look at all the good he's doing and the situation and the activism and the getting this information out that's people are just starving for, and parents. Just my hat's off to him. Co-founder of Generation Rescue, J.B. Handley. The book is How to End the Autism Epidemic. We were talking about the ingredients before. There's stuff. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can read the insert. Squalene, polysorbate 80, MSG, aborted fetal tissue, of course, mercury, those kind of things in these vaccines. And at the same time, JB, we're seeing states now, California being the most prominent, who is mandating that children have certain vaccines before they go. You can't go to school. Do not pass go unless you take. You must take these vaccines. And it boggles my mind. What would you do in that situation?
We are in a different world. Let me really quickly address something about the ingredients in the vaccines. We only have the science we have, and I've tried to be loyal to the science that's been published in my book rather than speculate. Every ingredient you named makes me squirm when I think about those being injected into a baby. But the emerging science that's happened just since the late 2000s starts to really point the finger at aluminum. Aluminum in vaccines is man-made aluminum. It's not ionic aluminum, and it hyperstimulates the immune system. That's how they get the immune response. It's called an adjuvant. What we've learned just since the late 2000s is that when that aluminum gets into the brain of a baby, it can trigger something called an immune activation event in the brain that creates inflammation, and if it happens at the wrong time, that's the trigger for autism. We clearly understand the autism trigger now, an immune activation event, and it turns out that aluminum is a very efficient way to trigger an immune activation event. So a baby who gets that aluminum in their brain at the wrong time with some susceptibility could come out with autism. So it's deeply disturbing science. What's crazy is that we have this emerging science as legislators in various states are trying to pass mandatory vaccination laws. And in 2015, 24 different states introduced mandatory vaccination laws. Only one was passed. It was passed in California. California became the third state in the union, along with Mississippi and West Virginia, where a child cannot go to school unless they've met all their vaccination requirements. And so health choice, medical choice, has been taken out of parents' hands in California and handed to the state. It's deeply disturbing. It's highly questionable if it's even constitutional. And it's very clear that Big Pharma drove that legislation through one doctor, a senator named Richard Pan, who was clearly under the influence of the pharmaceutical companies. And a child cannot go to school in California without being up to date on a hepatitis B vaccine. Hepatitis B is a disease that typically is something that a hooker or a heroin user will get. Children almost never have it. It's not even communicable outside of sex and exchanging blood. And yet a child in California can't go to school without that vaccine. It's insane. It's created a huge backlash. It's created medical freedom groups all over the country, which are typically staffed by parents of children with autism. Here in Oregon, they tried to pass that law through a doctor turned senator, and we were able to shut it down. But it's an ongoing crazy thing happening in America that I don't think most American parents appreciate. You can't take medical freedom out of the hands of citizens. Bad things happen when you do that. And yet in California, it's been done.
Well, we've also seen responsibility. You know, not only are the parents not responsible for this decision anymore, the vaccine companies aren't even responsible for damage. Back in 1986, the vaccine courts, we only have a minute before, but we'll get into this another side. Let me start this JFK.
Your listeners will be astonished. If a vaccine injures you, you cannot sue a vaccine maker. A 1986 law means that vaccines are backed up by the federal government, and when you get injured by a vaccine, you have to sue the federal government, and you go to court. It's called a vaccine court in Washington, D.C. The lawyers opposing your claim are Department of Justice employees, and it's insanity. It's a kangaroo court, and I'm looking forward to walking you through some of the very latest developments there that are very, very important to the autism fight.
Also, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's obviously a leading voice in this awareness and whatever about vaccines, whatever we call this, he's a leading voice. Did you get involved with him and also Jenny McCarthy? Just quick, we got about 30 seconds. Maybe
yeah,
we can introduce
Jenny
that.
McCarthy found the website that my wife and I had created called Generation Rescue after her son was diagnosed with autism. And because of what she learned on that site, she was able to recover her son. So out of gratitude, she found me and said, I want to get involved with your organization, and today she's the president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one of the toughest, boldest voices on this issue, and because of his passion, I joined the board of his organization called Children's Health Defense, and I'm doing everything that I can personally do to support his fight. He's a former prosecutor, and so he brings tremendous passion and knowledge to this topic.
Very interesting who has come on the side of truth here. And it's like if you get hurt, then you know. You can't tell me anything different now. I know. How to end the autism epidemic, J.B. Hanley. Yeah, stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
President Trump signed bipartisan legislation on Thursday to reduce ocean waste dumped by other countries and to authorize more money for coastal cleanup in the United States. The president shared some of the benefits of the bill.
The new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is the first U.S. trade agreement ever to include commitments by the parties to cooperate to address land and sea-based pollution and improve waste management.
Hurricane Michael hit the Florida panhandle on Wednesday and now swept through Georgia, killing at least two people. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has a message for everyone in North Carolina.
We know from previous storms that inland hurricanes and tropical storms are life-threatening and could do just as much damage as coastal storms. Damaging winds with gusts up 60 miles an hour can tear down trees and power lines.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to J.B. Handley, How to End the Autism Epidemic. That's the name of the book. Please check it out. Generation Rescue co-founder J.B. Handley. Jim McCarthy is now president. Before we get back to JB, of course, all the specials over at the Power Mall, that's how we're funded. We appreciate your prayers, your concern, your will, your energy. We need it all. We appreciate it all. But we need your purchases and your donations. So all the Super Silver is now on sale this week. We have, of course, the REM Sleep to help you sleep naturally, not like a chemical sleep aid, but to help your body really go into that stage. Just give it a try. Give one bottle a try. I think it's going to make a difference for you if you wake up and you're not completely refreshed. Give a bottle a try and see what happens. Of course, all the other great products. Please think about what you can buy from us and support us. Buy from the good guys. That's right here at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to JB, I'm so... talking to you is just such a pleasure. You just ooze this, and the truth is just coming out of you, and the smoothness with which you deliver this information is inspiring. One of the most vicious, insidious lies, I would say, that parents are told when trying to make choices is, well, nobody gets hurt from the vaccines. There hasn't been a lot of people hurt. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. And then that's where the vaccine court comes in, and that's where we left off before the break.
Right. So in the mid-1980s, the old DTP vaccine, so today we call it DTaP, it used to be called DTP, had caused so much brain damage in children that the vaccine industry was likely to go out of business due to liability. Congress enacted a law, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and that's where they absorbed all the future liability of vaccines away from the vaccine makers and to the government. Since that law was enacted, they've paid out $3.8 billion for vaccine injuries from people who filed claims with the vaccine court. Most of those have been children. So $3.8 billion is not a trivial number, so that should give you some idea what's going on. But I want to make a very important point. The vaccine court exists to preserve the vaccine program. Okay, and so it is not an adversarial program towards vaccine makers. It's an adversarial program towards those who file claims. And that's a really important distinction because you don't have a jury. You just have a single judge who has all the power in vaccine court. In the late 1990s, the vaccine court had a serious problem on their hands. Out of the blue, and in lockstep with the rise in the number of vaccines given to children, they were all of a sudden being flooded with claims for autism, a word that they didn't even put in the original 1986 law because it barely existed. Okay, so there's these massive claims coming in. What the vaccine court does when they have a massive claims about one thing is they create what they call an omnibus. Omnibus is effectively a synonym for class action through a vaccine court. So they create an omnibus proceeding for vaccines and whether or not they cause autism. 5,500 families pile into this omnibus claim, all with children with autism, and they go through a process that was finally adjudicated. They finally rendered a decision in 2009. Of course, the vaccine court determined that they did not believe vaccines were causing autism, and those 5,500 families were denied compensation. What we have only learned within the last month is that the vaccine court's primary expert, his name's Dr. Andrew Zimmerman, he works at Kennedy Krieger Institute at Johns Hopkins University. He was the expert witness for the government, but during the trial, and based on the case record of one of the children in the omnibus proceeding, they had these test cases. They had six test cases, and the test cases would determine the outcome of 5,500 claims. This expert decided that in this one test case with a girl named Hannah Poling, the vaccines did cause her autism. They buried his conclusion. They settled Hannah's case and got it out of the omnibus. And then they pretended like he'd never said it, and they misrepresented him in their final conclusions and in their arguments, okay? Dr. Zimmerman, to his credit, filed an affidavit, which Robert F. Kennedy Jr. then used to file a grievance with the Office of Inspector General and with the Government Committee on Oversight Reform last week, basically saying that the Department of Justice committed judicial fraud, that they misrepresented the views of one of their key government witnesses who actually agreed that vaccines could cause autism in certain cases. And if Dr. Zimmerman had been allowed to testify back in 2009, it's everybody's belief who understands this topic the way that I do, that the vaccine court would have had to have ruled that vaccines do in fact cause autism. And there have been a million children who have received an autism diagnosis since that day. So this is an explosive topic that the mainstream media may never touch, but Robert F. Kennedy's filings are now public. You can find them where he's filed these claims, and the affidavit from Dr. Zimmerman has been made public as well. This is the government's number one key government witness, and I release depositions in my book from Dr. Zimmerman specifically, the premier mainstream scientist about autism, the number one guy, their number one expert witness, saying in a deposition sworn under oath that not only can vaccines trigger autism, but that the kind of background you need for vaccines to trigger autism is roughly 30 to 50% of children who have it. He's effectively saying that up to half of the cases of autism may well be triggered by vaccines, and that this is well-known information amongst leading scientists in his field. It's mind-blowing information when I read his deposition for the first time. It's in my book, and I can only pray and hope that people in positions of power will hear this interview or read my book or bring in Dr. Zimmerman themselves or read the words that he and one of his colleagues, who is the leader of the lab at Kennedy Krieger, have also stated unequivocally that vaccines are triggering autism in a vulnerable subset of children. And I want to build on this point a little bit. We know through now two leading scientists in the mainstream autism world that there are children who are at risk, okay, who are at risk from vaccines. Dr. Zimmerman and his colleague, his name is Richard Kelly, they're pro-vaccine. What they say is that children should be screened before their first vaccine, and if they meet the criteria for vulnerability, they should be removed from the vaccine pool to prevent them from getting autism. We have the capacity today to screen children. We know what it takes to screen them. We can do the test to screen them. But in order to implement that, you actually have to admit that vaccines are causing autism. Two of the leading scientists in the autism community are now saying this. They're saying this in depositions. The depositions are in my book. And the question is, what will organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Centers for Disease Control do with this new information from two of the leading scientists in the autism field?
Well, they'll do exactly what we forced them to do. That'd be my answer to it. I want to go back to something you said. This is the parallels between the vaccine industry and tobacco industry to me are just stunning. It was in the 20s that the tobacco industry had hard scientific evidence that they were causing cancer. It wasn't until the late 60s that they put a warning label on a pack of cigarettes that, hey, this may cause cancer. So are we kind of going through the same process here with vaccines?
Great question. I was joking with somebody the other day. When has there been a time where a large group of lay people have claimed that a product is causing harm and the profit-making industry has denied it and the profit-making industry has ultimately been proven out to be the one telling the truth? When has that ever happened in the history of mankind, right? And so I do believe that what you're talking about is how do we accelerate the reckoning? When will the reckoning take place? How did tobacco keep the reckoning at bay for so long? Because, as you know, they didn't actually settle until 1994, even though the first biological evidence where they painted a rat with tobacco happened in 1953, and as early as the 20s, they were very worried about the carcinogenic properties of the tobacco tar. And what tobacco did a great job of was sowing doubt. Doubt is the delay mechanism. Doubt keeps good people from getting involved. So you fund science that creates doubt. You even create doubt that there's even an autism epidemic. This is a well-worn playbook that tobacco perfected. And what's really scary for people to know is the pharma companies are using the same PR firm, Hill & Knowlton. It's a New York-based PR firm. It's the same firm that used to house the Tobacco Research Industry Association, which was funded by Big Tobacco. So they're very good. They destroy anybody who gets in their way. They destroyed a doctor named Andy Wakefield because he dared to stand up and tell the truth. And they make it very scary for any doctor or scientist to step forward. And this culture of fear pervades the medical community. One of the things that I mentioned in my book is there are hundreds of scientists and thousands of doctors who agree with us parents 100%, and I quote many of them. But to a person, they are scared to death to come forward because they feel like their career will be ruined, even though this is what's true, and the number of children being damaged is nearly incomprehensible.
I'm going to break here in 30 seconds. So on the other side, we're going to get to Trump and where does he come in on all this. But this is different to me. This idea, these parents like yourself, you know, I've talked to several friends of my family who they've been into this. You cannot tell these parents or convince them that vaccines did not hurt their children. You can't, there's nothing you can do. It's even different than tobacco. Yeah, it's different than tobacco even. Because you can deny this or you can say, well, I still want to smoke. You know, I want to smoke. It's not like you want a vaccine. You know, it's different.
Yep.
On the other side, we'll be right back in a few minute break. We'll get to Donald Trump. Where does he come in all this? RFK, just great. How to end the vaccine or the autism epidemic, excuse me. J.B. Handley.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What What an unbelievable interview here with J.B. Hanley, Generation Rescue. How to End the Autism Epidemic is the book. Wherever books are sold, please check that out. In the United States, surveys are coming out, polls are coming out, saying a little over 30% of America thinks that vaccine is related somehow to autism. They don't really know how, but there is some connection. In other countries, even developed countries, it's over 50%, if that tells you anything. It tells you how powerful Big Pharma is here in the United States. But it tells you that this is changing. And I believe this with all my heart. When you have a very convicted group of people, like parents of injured children, and they will speak, and you cannot convince them anything different. You can, money can't do it. Doctors can't do it. I don't give a damn how many degrees are on the wall. You cannot convince J.B. Hanley that there's not an issue here. And thousands upon thousands upon hundreds of thousands and millions of parents just like him. This will break. That's what I feel. And may God make it so. That's what we're proclaiming here. Of course, President Trump, on his candidacy, he was pretty vocal, at least more than we've ever seen a president or presidential candidate about vaccines. And we began to get very hopeful. We saw RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., talking to Trump, being appointed to a special commission. And then it's like, boom, we never heard anything. What do you know about that kind of relationship in Trump?
Well, first of all, my understanding, based on his public statements, is that President Trump witnessed an employee go through the regression that so many of us parents have gone through, meaning that they had a perfectly healthy child, the child was developing normally, and they had a massive regression. And so it's my sense that he had a first-row seat to that whole process and became very concerned. He's been making statements on this topic for at least the last 6 or 7 years. There are some very famous tweets that he had about it before he became president. And then even during the debates, he brought up the topic and he said that he felt strongly. You know, I know that behind the scenes, while I never personally spoke with him, that many members of our community had the opportunity to talk to President Trump. And he reassured everybody that this was a topic he was going to take on. He asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to run a vaccine safety commission where he would bring in sort of blue chip scientists and doctors on all sides of the issue and finally get to the bottom of what was happening. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite extreme pressure from, you know, sort of his cohort, since he comes more from the left, agreed to do it because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thinks this is the issue of our time, and he wasn't going to let politics and ideology get in the way of that. He agreed to run the commission. He came downstairs at Trump Tower. He announced it to the press, and by the time he got to the airport, Hope Hicks had walked back Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s statement, and they effectively left him at the altar and never followed through on the Vaccine Safety Commission. So I would say that our community is disappointed with what appears to be a lack of progress on this topic, but they remain hopeful based on the historical statements that the president has made. Perhaps he's waiting to pick the right time to make this a source of commitment and focus for him. But in the meantime, we're left to our own devices to try to make this epidemic come to an end. So disappointed in the moment.
I think you just said it right there. I think you just said it. We're left to our own device. We give other people and other things so much responsibility. When are we going to take responsibility? And what you're doing is just, it's so impressive and inspiring. And I just want to tell you that publicly. And I am amazed. But ladies and gentlemen,
I appreciate that. And I spend a lot of time, as do many other people who focus on this topic, trying to figure out how to bring this madness to an end, because pharma has done such a wonderful job of choking out the media, choking out the courts, and choking out Congress. You start to feel like you're against a very, very powerful adversary, and we are. I actually believe that the courts are going to be the ultimate arbiter, because the crimes they're guilty of exceed what the vaccine court protects them against. And I really hope that some of the tort lawyers out there start to think about things like racketeering and the kind of conspiring that's going on behind the scenes, because we know that there's some devastating safety data that's hidden out there within the vaccine companies, but we haven't had the law of discovery or the power of discovery on the vaccine makers in 30 years. There's a lot of data that we're not privy to, and there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day, and there's going to be a way. Much as the glyphosate judgment that just happened, which, by the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was involved with. It turns out Monsanto was sitting on information that showed that their product was carcinogenic, right, despite denials from scientists for 20 years. The courts serve a powerful purpose to keep powers equal in this country. We've been denied access to them. And that's a very, very dangerous thing to do. You know, it's funny, Ronald Reagan was actually the one who signed the 1986 law, but President Reagan himself was quoted in the newspapers of having extreme reservations about doing so because the discontinuity of power that it would create and the lack of accountability. And he was very prescient in his predictions. I'm not sure he could have imagined how quickly the vaccine schedule would escalate and how badly the vaccine makers would behave as the injuries mounted up. But his what he was concerned about is effectively what's happened.
Final, maybe one of the final questions. You have a child, you have a baby, you went and got it vaccinated and started to have problems immediately or maybe shortly thereafter. As a parent, what do you do first thing?
Well, you obviously stop vaccinating. The next thing you do is you go online and you type in medmaps.org, M-E-D-M-A-P-S.org. That's an entire nationwide group of pediatric specialists who specialize in treating children really with vaccine injury, but with neurological disorders. And you get in front of a qualified medical professional who knows how to treat these children. And our community is littered with recovery stories of children having an autism diagnosis, being treated properly for the vaccine injury that they experienced, and recovering all of their skills and going on to lead a normal life. This is something that nobody understands.
Wow.
Because, of course, the American Academy of Pediatrics would never dare publicize a recovered child from autism because they'd ask the parents what happened and the parents would bring up
what
the
B-word. What did you do?
Yeah. And so it's a shame. It's pathetic. Well, and the AAP is pathetic. You know, Jenny McCarthy, her son is recovered. Okay. She's on the cover of People magazine talking about his recovery. Do you know how many people from the AAP and the CDC and Autism Speaks came to visit Jenny McCarthy to find out how she recovered her son? You know,
I'm
going
to say less than zero.
Yeah, zero, and that's embarrassing.
Less than zero.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. And
it is.
Children are getting better, and the parents are forging their own path with these amazing doctors on MedMaps.org. They're forging their own path because the AAP has basically abandoned our kids. And the AAP is a trade industry group for pediatricians. Pediatricians derive the majority of their income from giving vaccines. It's really scary. It's really scary. We don't have a lot of allies in this fight.
Well, no, we got JB. No, we have millions of allies. We have the people of America,
the parents,
every parent. We have millions of allies.
We do, and we
don't need them.
Simmering anger. We are fueled by our simmering anger.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh. That's why I say
God Almighty. Boy, you said it. Don't say that, JB. Don't ever say that again, but please, you have millions of people on your side, sir. Millions.
I hear you. Speak up, people.
God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll be in touch. I'm really touched by your visit, JB.
I'm grateful
God bless you, my friend.
For your great questions. Thank you.
How to end the autism epidemic. That's what we all want, at least most of us, you think. J.B. Handley's a book, Generation Rescue. Yes, we can stop this. You have the power. The interview with Glenn, the article about Monsanto, the list of the companies where they found the Monsanto in the cereal, the children's cereal, the children's diseases. Don't you see it? All fits together. And who is going to do anything about it? Do you think Big Pharma is or the medical industry? No. You will drive it. You will.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.